It's just, you know, it's a sighty, you know, it's not just a thing that I woke up and just rolled out of bed and that's what happened. You know, it's a lot of hard work into it, and you know, this is what I expect. This is what I expected for myself, to be out there and be able to contribute to the team and make some big plays, and I'm very excited to get out there with my teammates. We had two great practices, very urgent, very on point, and looking forward to playing the Eagles.
So what do you expect from yourself when you have a whole NFL season as a wide receiver?
You know what? I'm really focused on the Eagles right now, you know, because that's the most important thing right now is the Eagles. So I'm going to go by it tomorrow, make sure I'm on point with all my assignments and whatever I have to do to help the young guys, and then go to Saturday, get ready to fly out there, and then Sunday game day, be ready for the Eagles. But that's where I'm really focused on, and I hope the whole team's focused on the Eagles because that's what's most important.
Speaking of the young guys, where do you think Corey is from a mental standpoint and being ready to contribute weekly?
He's this whole week, he's been awesome. It's been awesome. He's been handling his business. He's been on point on everything. Caught a lot of balls today and yesterday. And you know, it's exciting to see. You know, it's really coming together for him, and it's starting to get a little slow down for him a little bit. So you can see that it's real. You can really see it.
Terrell, what changes for you without Josh out there at least first four games, and how will that change when you're
NFL? Josh is a unique specimen. There's no other way you could put it. You know, he's definitely he'll help no matter what, but. Right now, you know, going to these first four games, it's really irrelevant right now because we can't have them. So, really going to focus on the Eagles and try to get this job done on Sunday.
Terrell, the last two preseason games, I don't know how many attempts you had, but there weren't many.
Yeah.
Was that because of Coleman and Gordon getting on the field for Sunday?
I just think it's the coverage, you know. Last game, we had two series or whatever. Tampa Bay, Josh had some big plays. I mean, that's some games it's going to be like that, especially when the time comes for Josh to come back, it's going to be like that. Corey out there, it's going to be like that, you know. So, but we get a full game, and, you know, we can answer that again coming up after Sunday.
What are you expecting to see from RG3? What do you think fans are going to see?
He's our captain, so we expect him, you know, just like he does every day, to be the leader, the voice for us, lead us down the field. Everything's not to be pretty, you know. It's not. It's the NFL. We know that the Eagles have players that get paid too, as well as us. So, you know, we just got to go out there and make our share of plays and try to make some plays and help him. You know, it's not just all on his shoulders. We got to make the plays as well for him. Offensive line got to block. We got to make catches. We got to block for Rob if he runs and stuff like that. It all comes together.
Terrell, this time a year ago, you had just been cut. It was going to be a while before you got another opportunity. Yeah. Did you ever stop and think about it?
I'll never look at a rear view. You know, there's no sense of that. That's not doing anything to me but bring back a negative thought. You know, it's all positive here. And really looking to get after it Sunday and play the Eagles.
Well, with the way the 53 shook out, four of the six receivers are rookies.
Yeah.
So, which is how important is it for you to be a leader in that room, which we know, you know, you were accustomed to being as a quarterback, but
yeah.
You know, how important is it for you to take some of those guys?
Oh, that's a great question. I think, like Coach said, you know, we let go of Marlon and Gabe, guys that could play, you know that. But at some point, you know, we drafted these guys. You know, they believed in them then, and there's no reason not to believe in them now because they had great practices in camp and got ready in OTA. So why not? We believe in them just because they're young doesn't mean anything, you know. Obviously, they're going to have a learning curve, you know, just like all of us. But there's no reason not to believe in them and not to be happy that they're with us.
Can you talk a little bit about that Eagles defense, Jim Schwartz, what mm-hmm. defense he's
going to
run, and what can you expect?
Yeah, I know Schwartz. I know when he was the head coach, Lions, right? He's the head coach. They had a very solid defense. I know they're like ranked number one or something like that in red zone the last year or so he was there. So I know he has a great mind. You know, even my agent talked to me a lot about, you know, how great he is in terms of defensive schemes and stuff like that, and obviously our coaches and stuff like that. But I know a little bit about, you know, just from talking with people about him, learning about Coach Schwartz. It's going to be a battle, but it's always a battle. You guys know that. It's going to be a battle. We just got to bring our A game. In terms of their players, they got two solid vets in Carroll and 21. They got 23, McLeod, and Malcolm Jenkins. So it's going to be awesome to go against him. I'm looking forward to it, and looking forward to going against those guys. They got a very good defense, and we respect them, and we just got to – hopefully they respect this, and we earn their respect.
Yeah. What do you say to fans who might be skeptical about this passing attempt?
Skeptical? Turn on the film and watch us. That's all. We don't really think about, you know, what other people say, but, you know, when you turn on the film, even in the preseason, we make plays. Corey hasn't been able to get out yet because of the plays called and stuff like that, but they haven't even seen him make plays yet that he could make. And it's just because the game's on Sunday doesn't change my mindset of being aggressive and being trying to be the best athlete on the field every single play. That's not going to change, and I'm still going to be competitive. So we'll see Sunday. Sunday will tell you a lot. We'll see.
Did you always believe that this day would come when you would be a starting receiver?
After I switched over from quarterback, I'm a visionary guy, so I vision myself doing this, you know. I visioned myself last year doing it, but, you know, I had a little injury. So I try to make the most positive thoughts and believe that everything will be the best. It'll work out the best way. Sometimes it don't happen, but I saw this day, and I'm happy, and I can't wait to go and play with my teammates. I'm excited.
Terrell, after the preseason opener, we all thought you had a really good game, but you're really critical of yourself.
Yeah.
About, you know, what you were doing without when the ball wasn't coming to you, blocking and all that.
Yeah.
How much did you focus on that the rest of the preseason, the rest of camp, and do you think you got better?
It's an awesome question because I talked to one of our scouts today, you know, just to pick his brain and see what he thought what I needed to work on. And that one of his things he brought up was the first game he saw I was kind of uncomfortable, you know, with my pad level and stuff like that. And I was like, man, that's crazy you said that, because – and then he said from the second game, third game, and fourth game, he said it was like a whole new person. So that's something that I really keyed on that I wanted to be good at. You know, I also wanted to catch, you know, but I want to help my brothers out. You know, when Crow's running the ball, I don't want him to take extra hits. And I want to make sure that I'm doing it technique-wise and sound. So that's something that I really focus on, to try to be somewhat of a complete player. You know, and try to – that's another part of my 111th when I'm on the field. I got to take care of my teammates in terms of blocking for them, and that's very important to me.
Joey, you've been around Hugh for a while now. How different do you think his offense is going to look come Sunday compared to what it was in the preseason?
I don't know, because, I mean, we had awesome players when he was with the Raiders, when I was with him, and obviously since when he was the OC, he had awesome players as well. He has awesome players now. We got some awesome players on the offense, and it's different. You know, we got a run. It's a running quarterback now, a guy that can run, but he can throw the heck out of the ball, also. So we may make bigger plays. Sunday's obviously it's a big game because we want to start off right, but also we want to set our foundation to what we're going to be. So. I believe we'll have a great game, but also we're not going to look at it as, you know, that's what we are just because it's Sunday. We want to continue to get better like we have from the preseason games and in practice. I mean, yesterday and today, our practice is awesome. I mean, I'm very excited, you know, because guys are buying in. You can see guys focused, you know, and we want it, you know, and that's the first step.
Joey,